Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
To declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
Independence declared kind of individual, Christina Tobin. All right. Now, what we're going to be doing is we're talking about, it's fair and equal is the name of it, and it's been free and equal. Free and Equal Elections Foundation, and she's been advocating for third-party inclusion in presidential debates since for years. So Christina and I have done these shows and talked about this for, several. When did we first start talking? When was your first free and equal presidential debate, Christina?
It's been 15 years, 1998. 2008, excuse me. So I've been in the electoral arena since 98, but 15 years ago was our first presidential debate.
Now, we talked to Christina. We even talked to her father, which is, he kind of libertarian, isn't he? He leaned libertarian. You're more progressive, okay? Or have been. I don't know what the heck you are now.
Oh, no. I've always been independent.
Yeah, whatever that means. Anyway, So this is what happened with Christina. Christina and I share, the same thing. This electoral process thing is jacked up. Now, what she wanted to, what kind of got her and nuts and bolts understanding this, she's been a ballot access coordinator. So what she really needs to be doing is making sure that RFK Jr. gets on the ballot is what needs to happen, But so let's talk about that right there before we get into the debate thing, which Jimmy Dore is going to be helping moderate with you. That's very interesting. That's a score right there, so we'll talk about that. But you came across the inequity in even having your name put on as an option. Now, when RFK Jr. announced that he was going to go independent, declare your independence. So when he did that, I'm going, I don't think he has any idea what he's up against. Because we went through this with, there was Anderson, then there was Perot in 92 that, I had filed our lawsuit against Arizona by then. I knew the intricacies. I go, there is not even a mechanism for him to get on the ballot in Arizona. Watch this. Well, then that finally got fixed and so on. Then we have third-party stuff. Ralph Nader, we had, and then third-party, the Green Party and libertarians. This is such a closed-down system. Now they won't even have Trump. Now it's just Biden, which is not even going to be on the ballot in New Hampshire because they don't want him on for some. This is just weird. So tell us about your experience. What got you to this point that you're such an advocate for having free and equal elections? So go ahead and tell the story for the audience so we understand what we're building up to for this election cycle. Will you, Christina?
Yeah, Ernie, we go back probably 15 years longer through my dad. My father, Jim Tobin, unfortunately passed away almost 2 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and truly, his birthday just passed October 23rd. He would have been 78. When he passed 76, he mentioned in his final days the spirit of 76 and how could he go? We don't have freedom yet. And I bring this up. I told him we will have freedom, and his eyes lit up, and he is truly will always be an inspiration and a catalyst of why I'm in this arena. My dad ran for governor in 98 in Illinois, and I saw the restrictive ballot access barriers. It took 25,000 signatures, ballot signatures for a third party to get on the ballot in Illinois, while it's only 5,000 for Democrats and Republicans. So Dad didn't get on the ballot that year, but 4 years later, I stepped in as his ballot access coordinator and oversaw his ballot drive and got him on the ballot as lieutenant governor. And so for a decade of my life in Chicago, to date, I've helped collect and organize millions of signatures to get candidates on the ballot, independent Ds, Rs, third parties, independents, and in 2008, Independent Ralph Nader hired me to be his national ballot access coordinator, overseeing 45 states plus D.C. We didn't have the money for all 50. It was that year that Ralph put on this rally called Open the Debates Rally, and I learned about the corruption of the Commission on Presidential Debates. They stole the debates from the League of Women Voters back in the 70s, co-opted big money interests, just really creating this false illusion, grand illusion, that there's only two parties in our electoral system. Well, there isn't. And that sparked the creation of Free and Equal Elections when we hosted our first nationally televised presidential debate in 2008. Chris Hedges was our moderator, Pulitzer Prize winning journalist. And then 4 years later, Larry King stepped in and we co-moderated Free and Equal's presidential debate together. So this is one of several different projects my nonprofit Free and Equal Elections does, is putting on presidential debates. In 2016, Ed Asner was our co-moderator. Him and I, we co-moderate together. And in 2020, I moderated three live presidential debates during a lockdown year. So this winter, we're very excited. I'm very humbled and excited to be co-moderating with Jimmy Dore. Many of you may know independent media asks the hard-hitting questions. He's not beholden to money controlling him, and he's funny. And so I'm excited to have him as a co-moderator. We're very close to announcing another co-moderator, and we have a lot of media confirmed broadcasts from Rumble. Pacifica Radio's reached out, and many others. We hope to have this live streamed and broadcast on Twitter. And finally, the people are going to be voting in the candidates at this debate through our blockchain app, which I could speak in greater detail about. So truly an independent movement brewing here and rising. Good. With Free and Equal Elections. And I'm excited to catch up with you. And as you can see in the photos you're sharing there, we've been endorsed by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to Marianne Williamson, Dr. Ron Paul, Ralph Nader, Dennis Kucinich, so many people across the spectrum, different viewpoints, but the common denominator, none of them are beholden by big money, strings attached, I think, across the spectrum. But they've endorsed Free and Equal Elections, and we're excited for this debate series to break out. We're going to have at least three debates in 2024. Again, Free and Equal is going to kick it off with Jimmy Dore and myself co-moderating this winter in Los Angeles. We're in the process of locking in a 360 immersive venue. It's just crazy wonderful. We may end up doing all the debate series there.
You know, we were early on supporters of your effort, just out of principle. You know, this was, you know, we jumped on that. But why do you think it is that you've faced such headwinds? Because I remember one of the debates that you had was in a university in L.A., I think. And then the last minute they tried to cancel it. They're messing with you. Eventually, you had to sue for damages or stuff. To tell us about that. I just remembered that.
Yeah, that was pretty damaging towards our reputation. I mean, can you imagine a university that prides itself on freedom of speech, UCLA, stifling free speech? Well, that's exactly what they did. Free and Equal Elections, we've been hosting presidential debates since 2008. In 2014, I decided to start also, meaning Free and Equal Elections, started hosting United We Stand Festival, another one of our projects. So we have the presidential debates, Free and Equal hosts, as well as Free and Equal hosts the United We Stand Festival. And the kickoff for that was 2014. United We Stand Festival is bringing together conscious artists and thought leaders and organizations, coalitions, to come together and spark that civic discussion and inspire people to run for office. And so So, yes, we were slated at UCLA's Poly Pavilion, 10,000 people. Tickets were sold. It was to be a sold-out show. And Public Enemy was our headliner, to Marianne Williamson speaking there, David Bronner, to Ben and Jerry's. I mean, you name Dennis Kucinich, just a lot of Wu-Tang Clan founders, all confirmed. And what happened 5 days prior, UCLA breached the contract and canceled the event, stating that I failed to make payment on time, which was a lie. So I sued them, and thank goodness, I turned down the big money confidentiality private offer and went for the win, and the arbitrator in fact ruled that UCLA breached the contract in canceling United We Stand. They stifled free speech, and the internal documents clearly state, amongst not wanting Free and Equal and United We Stand there, did not want our headliner Public Enemy there, Chuck D, arguably a racist move. I mean, that was not cool of UCLA to do. So we've cleared our name, and those documents will go public in the future.
Was there any kind of cash settlement or anything?
Yes, it was modest. There was a very big money offer that UCLA tried to
settle. Now, you wanted them to admit, you wanted the adjudication of you sons of... I get it. I'm with you,
sister. The win was worth way more than money. Money is made, as we know, fractional reserve out of thin air. That win and clearing the name and then to attack my reputation, make it seem as if I was incompetent, no, it was UCLA being malicious. And it was the dean at the time, I remember his name, Robert Naples, who had been endorsed by Hillary Clinton. He was instructing and telling all the advisors to tell all the student groups to not support United We Stand. I mean, I spoke initially in front of about 100 student groups and had a standing appraise. It was so cool. They were on board to support this, and they started dropping like flies, and they were upset and sad. They said, our advisors told us not to support United We Stand, and they didn't want to lose their letter of recommendations, you know, from the advisors. And then the advisors told the students that it was the dean, Robert Daples, instructing them to tell the students not to support United We Stand. So it was an orchestrated attack on behalf of the university system, which is one of many entities that we need to fix and reform, and we will first by getting the right people.
Okay,
in
all right. Now, wait. Now, you had... The dean do that with the, 'cause I remember when it happened, and it was
you were there.
It was the timing. They did this intentionally. Why? What was going on around it that you were threatening? What was the reason, really?
Oh, UCLA didn't want to see an idea that is beyond the two-party system. These university systems are controlled by Democrat, Republicans, powers that be, and they breed their own. I've had hostility happen at Texas A&M as well as the University of Colorado Boulder, archived of hostility of trying to hold events there, and same pattern as UCLA. So it's not just UCLA. And that is the reason. They don't want freedom of speech. They don't want real ideas. And they control their students. And this is something we need to reform for sure.
You know, you had
throughout
that,
the university system.
Yeah, you know, like, well, a lot of libertarian. Well, I spoke at the one in Texas. You know, we had Colin Cantrell from Nexus. Luke Radowski was there. Jeff Borowick, myself, some other guys. I remember, you know, that being a thing, too. But you've had headwind the whole time. And I've encouraged support, not because I think voting bad, I don't care. I'm telling you, I'm way past I don't care. Because it's so corrupt, I don't care. I don't think I know. You know I know. I know. You know, it's bad. And
got a lot of room for improvement.
Yeah, there's a lot of room. You know, parsecs. You know, galactical room, you know. So that is not my point. My point is that if you're going to put yourself as a constitutional democratic republic of the people get to have a say and by four of kind of thing, well, you have to at least give it some lip service and some actual act of something. I mean, a little something. Demonstrate something. It is so corrupt. And are you going to tell me it's not so corrupt anymore, Ernie? It's not as bad. It's getting better. All right. Tell me your thing. Is it getting better or is it getting worse?
Yeah, it's gonna get a little more challenging before it gets better.
It's more challenging.
Yeah.
We have it challenging.
You would have different words, and that I would anticipate on this interview, and understandably so. But there's definitely going to be, we can already see throughout the world, this is the system every 30, 50, so on years. They want to inflict all this chaos and divisiveness, and it's all strategic, it's all psychological indoctrination to make us feel like we have no hope. There can be no hope. There can't be change. Well, guess what? There can and there will be. There's so much hope and there's so much change on the horizon. And Congress, I mean, their age is 70, 80. It's expiring. There's a new paradigm building, and that's where this debate series, which after 2024 will break out into the United We Stand tour, comes into play. Really a platform that gives all these candidates a free and equal chance of winning, and the blockchain app component. Which
okay,
is
let's hear about that.
Greater detail. Guest is doing the coding and developing for it. You mentioned his name.
Colin,
yeah.
Is he doing it? Yeah, he's got some skills. Okay, let me make this point before we get into that.
Sure.
This whole effort that Christina Tobin has been, you know, so passionate about and bringing people and working hard. Now, the actor Ed Asner was a big supporter early on before his passing to making sure Christina got to have a say, okay, that this be a thing. Now, of course, their politics may be, it doesn't matter. That's not the point. And for me, vote, don't vote, I don't care. That's not the point. It is the expression of ideas, the sharing of alternatives, the freedom to choose. They don't want you to think you even have a choice. It's the illusion of choice. It's like this Matrix thing. Oh, you just got to give them the illusion of choice. And then you may choose from communist candidate A or fascist candidate B. And that's all you get, you know. With RFK Jr. coming into this and going independent, that's going to mess up some stuff. Now, he probably pulls from both sides. In the Democrats are probably more fearful he's pulling from their side than maybe the Republicans. Don't care. I don't freaking care. My thing is that without the cooperation, with efforts like what Christina is doing, they're just belying just how stupid they are, not deserving of our support as institutions. We went through this in the early 90s, you know, on up through the League of Women Voters, you know, and we found out they were all men. You know, I was going, I mean, not that I cared. I don't want to be, feminist, misogynist too much, not enough, and sexist about whatever the heck. But I was always dealing with men. And I'm going, where are the women, man? What's up with that? So it was very obvious to me that they weren't, nonpartisan, which was a requirement for their tax status. They were, and on their paperwork and on their website, all their documents, they were bipartisan. Bipartisan? Two? Which two? Well, these two, dummy. You know? So in Arizona, we did all notices, file suit, activism, all kind. All of a sudden, that's why in Arizona, all the libertarians have participated, you know, since the early 90s, because we were being buds about it. But I understood their intent. Once you realize their intent, you see what they're going to do. They're going to do to Christina and all these efforts whatever they got to do because they told to do it. And this what happened with in Los Angeles was a perfect example of it. So the institutional, before we get to the blockchain, the institutional resistance or support to what you're doing now, especially you get somebody like Jimmy Dore's got a big audience. We publish, several times a week I got one of his shows on Freedom's Phoenix. I love the Jimmy Dore perspective. He's coming around, you know, as are a lot of people. All of a sudden, them damn crazy libertarians aren't so crazy anymore. So what happens is now you have an audience, and like you say, yeah, we're going to get Rumble and, X, formerly known as Twitter. You know, we have all these participants.
Russell Brand offered to promote it too.
Boom! Boom! See, this is what I'm talking about. It was always, I was going, look, they don't matter. They, them, those won't leave us. It doesn't matter. Sooner or later, it's not going to matter. Maybe the election and at least the process matters, but, you know, who's going to promote it and endorse it? I don't give a crap what these guys say. But what you have done is brought around a coalition of people in support of the idea of free and fair and open and informed electorate. So I'm very appreciative of that. I definitely want to make sure you get to have your say. So now let's talk about the blockchain component of polling or whatever, because they always did the text thing. That didn't really count because they stuffed. Ron Paul didn't get most win every debate according to the people. That doesn't count, So you're trying to do something that is what? This blockchain texting voting supporting thing. What are you talking about?
It will transform our elections and bring about, that is, political transparency. And you met Colin Cantrell at one of our annual United We Stand festivals. You can see his work. He's the founder of Nexus.io. That's his website. And his father, Jim Cantrell, was the co-founder, VP, really the mind in creating SpaceX with Elon Musk. So Colin is essentially a blockchain, to put it lightly, and truly a genius. And so what we'll be doing for the first round of our presidential debate series, there's over 100 people running for president. So we're going to let the people vote in the top six candidates that they want to have at our live debates through ranked choice voting. Hopefully, entity like FairVote will come in and support that app and be a part of it. But we want to implement ranked choice voting into the app to let people know there are alternative voting methods. But in any case, that blockchain app will allow the people to vote the top six candidates in their debate. And you can go to our website, freeandequal.org, and sign up for more information on that app, because we're in the process of solidifying our venue and date. And second, we'll really third moderator with Jimmy Dore and myself for our presidential debate this winter in Los Angeles. So if you want to get up more information, you want to sign up for that blockchain app, go to freeandequal.org, and we'll be emailing you information when the launch date for that voting process begins. Also, we are raising funds for our debate. Jimmy Dore has been very supportive. We've raised over $10,000 towards our $30,000 goal for venue and production, and we're finding a lot of people are bringing their connections and venues and production in for the cause. And most of the Free and Equal team, we've probably are five times in size in the last couple months, are primarily all volunteer. So it's the people building this, the people power movement. The blockchain app will not only allow people to vote, we're going to implement polling into it, really a people's poll, because that's another flaw of the electoral system, the polling, to gerrymandering, to the voting machines, to arguably the electoral college. Why don't we just have every vote count? Just keep it simple. That makes the most sense to me. And other ways that we can improve our electoral process. But the blockchain app, there's a page on there as well that has more details. As you scroll down the website a little further, you can click into the blockchain app, learn more, and that will have the details of the implementation as this blockchain app evolves. So as you can read, and I'm looking at it, thank you so much, the site through blockchain election system app.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu mentioned on NBC's Meet the Press that there could be a potential deal underway for the release of more hostages held by Hamas.
We weren't close at all until we started the ground operation. We heard that there's an impending deal of this kind or of that kind, and then we learned that it was all hokum. It was nothing.
He refrained from providing specific details, emphasizing that the less he says, the better the chances are of a successful deal. A Secret Service agent responsible for safeguarding President Biden's granddaughter fired shots at individuals attempting to break into an unmarked agency vehicle. The federal agent fired shots, prompting the suspects to flee the scene. The restoration and reopening of the I-10 in downtown Los Angeles, which was damaged by a weekend fire, has not been officially determined. Los Angeles authorities are recommending commuters to consider using public transit or working from home. Dave Collins, USA News.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Just want to be left alone. And those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
In this final segment, we finish up our conversation with Christina Tobin from Free and Equal Presidential Election Debates. Free and Equal has been doing this since 08. There's been 5 presidential debates with independent and third-party candidates that have been moderated by Christina Tobin, Ed Asner, Larry King, and now for the 2024 election cycle, Jimmy Dore. But they, them, those don't want you to know anything about it. Well, there's a lot of technology being used, too, having blockchain apps that allow the voters to cleanly be able to express their preference without shenanigans. Let's go ahead and finish this conversation with Christina Tobin.
Blockchain election system app. It will, we're developing it, of course, to promote transparency and empower people candidate voters' choices. And as you scroll down a little bit further, you can see, if you want to read this part right here, that the people will allow be able to vote, the top 6 candidates who will participate in our debate and the ranked choice voting to sign up. And then the stages of it will go further, just go further down the page on the website. This is going to evolve into where we're going to list every single candidate running for office. The future app features below talk about the money in the campaigns, to sign here, to register to vote, to support this candidate. So really getting the people and having a direction of bringing about solutions and helping get accountable people elected into office. So As we break out into United We Stand tour into 25-26, I'll be asking those 100-plus candidates running for president to run for Congress and all levels, from federal to state to local, because I do feel, Ernie, that one day under the blockchain world, and better things are coming, I believe, beyond blockchain voting, that people are going to potentially be able to self-govern themselves on a local level. So, we'll be plugging every candidate eventually into the app, Democrat, Republicans, third party, and independent candidates, the blockchain, sorry, Gallup polls, that is, say there's more independent candidates than there are Democrats and Republicans combined. So that's the bigger vision of the blockchain app, and we're honored to be working with Colin Cantrell of Nexus.io, who's doing the coding and developing with a team that's growing day by day to make that app very accessible to the people and to the users.
Colin's here in Arizona, and we're good friends, and we drove to an Acapulco together a couple of years ago, and then and I was there last year, and I emceed the last couple of years. But the RFK Jr. here endorsing, so obviously he knows about you, he's endorsing the effort, and he's going to participate in the first debate?
He's indicated interest. The people would vote, if they vote him in as the top six, then I hope that he's there. He's endorsed free and equal elections. I feel the same about Marianne Williamson and just candidates across the spectrum. Let the people decide. Let's say if Biden is one of the top six voted in and he just decides not to be there within a certain date or does not confirm, then we'll allow the seventh candidate into the live debate and so on. So the people will be reaching out to Kennedy to be there. I welcome him there. I hope he's there if he's voted in. And these candidates are asking for debates, and we are providing that debate for them and for the people to hear them as well.
Yeah, no, that's one thing in a lot of my, any time that I participated in any lawsuit or going through any of the stuff that we did, it always came down to this. It was a violation of the rights of the voter. They did not have access to it. Whenever you go, it's not fair. They didn't do it right. You know, I'm mad because they did it wrong or something. And they would go, no. That wasn't enough standing or cause. You know, you get to talk all you want. We don't have to listen. But when people were denied or people wanted to listen in all the lawsuits, that was the violation. That was the big First Amendment. Government did it wrong. It wasn't your violation as a candidate. It was a violation of the voter not being able to hear. So I always remembered that. You know, I'm going, you can whine all you want, but it's really the denial of the voter being able to have access to this information. So are you feeling that after your lawsuits and everything? Yeah, a little cred. They're going, dang, you know, Christina's got some support, and they're going to sue us if we don't. Do you get a little bit less headwind resistance now, or are you still fighting a whole new battle of round to fight and doing this?
No, I really distanced myself from platforms and universities that, frankly, have been hostile towards free and equal elections, and now am really gravitating towards independent venues that are privately owned and believe in our cause, like the one in Los Angeles. So in the future, as we build more credibility and potentially tour across the U.S., I'm open to going back into the university system, but we'll definitely have a legal team to protect us, and really, the energy of the student groups is what's going to bring us in. So it'll take some time to reintroduce ourselves into the university system. But for the time being, I think private venues and even open indigenous land, that's a great place for us to land as well throughout the tour.
Well, where's the first one?
I don't want any more. I want to stay away from fights and focus on love is greater than fear and unity and compassion, and really build a beautiful movement, which is our world is in dire need of right now, with all of this needless chaos and, frankly, death and harm and ill will and beyond. And it's just so clear. We can see our government is capable of so many things, whether we believe or not. The fact that we can even think they're capable of such a thing, 9/11 to what's going on in Israel and Gaza, and the funding, is that's a problem. And that's what we're here to change.
Well, you know, it's kind of like, it's now more than ever we really need to have, and we should, and we gotta, and so on. And they're going, like Zelensky, I don't know, man. If we're at war, we can't have an election. You know, if we win, then maybe we'll have an election. Till then, maybe not so much, you know. So this is what they go, oh, I'm sorry, Christina. We're at war. You know, they're always at war. So this is the big support that you get from this. Is it individuals? Is it institutions? Is it a grant from something? Is it, just your tenacity? You know, what fills your sails? What is prompting this to keep going forward?
I mean, I would have to say that Jimmy Dore stepping in as a moderator shows a lot of leadership and believing in this platform. And it was the coalition around the Rage Against the War Machine rally that they had first annual last February that really came in to bring in Jimmy Dore. So I'm grateful for that coalition, particularly Nick Braun of the People's Party and even Amanda McArdle, the National Libertarian Party, who really spearheaded Dr. Irene Mavrakis also as a leader there for that event. And they're holding another one, I believe, is February 17th, 18th, soon to be announced. Maybe I pre-announced it, but any day now at the Lincoln Memorial. So the coalition brought Jimmy Dore in, and that has really sparked interest as the venue in Los Angeles. Somebody saw my interview and emailed me and has brought this venue right to us. So the people are building it to a couple hundred. 150, 200 people have donated $10,000 through online. You can donate today. So we're over 33% of our way to our goal of 30,000. So that is currently how Free and Equal Elections is funded. In the past, we've had a couple six-figure donors. Chris Ruffer, who was a super PAC donor for Gary Johnson back in 2014, helped make United We Stand happen, as well as tens of thousands of dollars from the people and so on. So it's really a people-powered movement.
Free and equal .org. While you're talking about it, we got the donate today button up there. Do it out of principle. You know, I mean, it's just out of principle. I mean, it's out of principle. Yeah. Well, you're gonna watch it. Doesn't matter. It's not the point. The fact that Christina Tobin keeps doing this and has the faith in this process. Thank you. I mean, I'm just thank you. Even though I'm kind of freaking mad, the whole thing's a guy. Wow. I mean, you know me, Christina, and is there enough evidence? And I go, really? I mean, you know, really? So this has been, I know your faith, and certainly you can't say it today, that your faith in the process or these institutions hasn't cracked. No, the people got it, we got it. But you can understand, from my perspective, man, this thing is broken. And how RFK Jr., of all people, here, his uncle is assassinated. His dad is assassinated. He's running for president, you know, the third in the family, and he can't get Secret Service protection. Biden goes, nah, not so much. And I'm like, wow, this is like developing world crap. We're just like a, you know, Central American country with a shiny tie. I mean, it's just, it's so bad. And how do you keep your faith? What gives you the drive to keep advocating for free and equal elections in the debates? Christine, you gotta give me how you keep a smile, man. I mean, tell us about it.
As long as I'm here and my heart is beating and I'm here on earth, I'm never going to give up. I really do strongly feel that there are so many people throughout the world, whether it's Palestinians, Israel, Iran, Syria, America, the world, so many of us that are good people. And we have this just small little fraction of people that are controlling our government and controlled by powers that be, that are controlling us. And when we rise, that's why I've stuck at this for essentially 25 years. I started when I was 17. I'm 42 now, and I have no intention of giving up anytime soon, really at all. No, not while I'm here. This is what I know. This is what I do. And I know that I was brought here on earth to do this. So good has to come. You know, love wins. And I will continue to build this movement. As you know, I am relentless. Even Ralph Nader has told me the relentless of them all is like, you are relentless, Christina. You don't stop at first base. You keep going. And I am all for a grand slam here and bringing about peace, harmony, and unity and compassion. And I think that's very much that's what the voters want to see. And they're going to see that within our presidential debates. They're not going to be arguments and may have differences. Our format is really a cumulative format. The League of Women Voters, which is primarily women these days, has really originated with the debates back in the 70s. And it's really for the candidates to have a dialogue and communication and ideas. And as we recognize and bring these ideas left and right alike together, we're going to realize we can agree on more ideas than not. And the current mainstream media and Hollywood and all these platforms are just creating this grand illusion. It's interesting you bring that up. I have this book when you mentioned grand illusion right here on my shelf. Grand illusion. You know, they're creating this grand illusion that there's myth of voter choice and a two-party tyranny. I just talked to Teresa Motto the other day, the campaign manager for Ralph Nader in 2004. Definitely another expert in ballot access. And so when we break apart from this grand illusion and realize that there are so many more people in the world that really care about our elections and want to reform it and make sure our vote counts and have candidates, it's like, wow, we really can trust them, that want to run just one or two terms and that's it and they're out. It's a duty, not a career. I see that on the horizon. I truly do. And when that happens, I do feel technology is a big game changer where we're not going to have to go back into this needless chaos, this chaotic cycle that feeds, again, the military-industrial complex and so on, pharmaceutical and agriculture. I could go on and on.
Right.
No, I mean, I'm not. And I know Ernie and your listeners, the moment they see that movement come, that hope and change, any doubt that you have, it's going to go away because deep in your heart, Ernie and your team and Donna and all of you, like, you want peace. And this is why you do this. That's why you kept, when I got on my list, Ernie Hancock's interview, I'm like, yes, there's Ernie. I mean, I know you're going to be on that train. You already have been with United We Stand. And I'm still here for that very reason. I know in my heart that this presidential debate series, I've been told, will become the mainstream debates. And yes, with the other debates crumbling.
Okay, all right, let's go and talk about that. You know, it will become.
Yeah, I do think Kennedy and others will be there.
Well, you go and you say it'll become the mainstream, according to whom? I mean, you know, is it by popularity, by people, by credibility, by how many people watch, participation? A good example, they had the first Republican debate. You know, I forgot they even did that. They had their first Republican debate, and Trump, you know, went that at the same time with Tucker Carlson and beat the crap out of him in ratings. I mean, you know, the viewership was many, many times more. And I can see that this pack, I mean, I don't know, is Biden debating anybody? Is there a Democrat? Probably not. You know, they can't,
nope.
Right?
No, the DNC. There's no Democratic debate.
And the Republicans is like, you know, I don't care anyway. And that, let me ask you, see, this is, you're in a weird position for me to ask you this stuff, but you don't have to answer. I know you're in a sensitive position, but this persecution, you know, of the people that went to the J6 thing and them going after Trump and all that, are you supportive of that? Did you expect that? Is that something that, you know, causes you pause? Or what's your opinion of how this election cycle is going?
I think the writing's on the wall. The Democrats and Republicans are going to stop at nothing to try to keep Trump and Kennedy off the ballot. I think it does not come as a surprise that they're going to, and I'm hearing on the inside, might actually jail Trump. That would create more chaos to whether it's stealing or rigging or flawed, that is. They're trying to use rig, but flaws of the RNC to keep him from being nominated. If I were Trump, I would activate an independent presidential ballot drive as a backup plan. And so same with Kennedy. There's PACs that are funded that are just doing whatever they can to keep these candidates off the ballot. It's 938,000 signatures to get on the ballot as an independent. And so that's a whole nother flaw of the electoral system. But, yes, it does not come as a surprise that this
that doesn't even count the lawsuits. That doesn't count the lawsuits
no,
in every
it doesn't
state.
Come.
They're going to challenge
Kennedy,
everything.
Very likely. I think they'd be less likely to be challenged if I was spearheading that independent presidential ballot drive. But time will tell. And my heart, I just wish more voices and more choices on the ballot. And I'm proceeding with the presidential debate series and the independent movement United We Stand No Matter. These candidates need a platform that's bigger than any one person to come to talk about the things that we talked about today, Ernie, and many more. And I think that if this happens to Trump and Kennedy gets a lot of pushback on ballot access,
he will.
They're going to be even more inclined to be a part of our presidential debate. And having moderators like Jimmy Dore and more well-known moderators in the queue throughout the debate series, this is, again, the kickoff for a truly independent movement that I feel strongly will shield most of our leaders from, you know, when you talked about the Secret Service with Kennedy, that's just not okay. But would I trust the Secret Service that Biden would provide? Probably not. If I were Kennedy, I'd want independent service anyway. But it's something for the people to know, to get maybe for people to donate so he can get his private Secret Service, which is great. So I feel more comfortable that being the case anyway, but it's still wrong. So, yes, I think that Trump and Kennedy and others, good on Marianne Williamson sticking through the race. I really like her as a person. I've seen her evolve so much on her ideas and so much growth since knowing her in 2010 running as an independent for Congress. Vivek and many others, they're going to want to be at a debate that's bigger than any other person, not necessarily or not to attack one another, but to really call out the flaws of the electoral system and focus on how we're going to reform it long term.
You know, Vivek showed up in his bus at, I'm not even sure if he was there. I meant to go check and he had left like, half a day before I was going to go, had time to go talk to him at Porcupine Freedom Festival in New Hampshire. You know,
who was that?
Vivek. You know, Ramaswamy or however you say his name.
Yes, Vivek.
How do you say it?
I think you got it right, Ramaswamy.
Right. Well, so he went to a Libertarian Free State Project event, which just the fact that he even showed up, I thought was interesting, you know. So it's been a interesting decades that I've been doing this. I was Christina in 88. I mean, you know, I'm kind of, you know, starting doing this stuff. But as time went on, that's what my lawsuits were all about and election law and everything, was because I could see systemically what they were doing. And the one thing that I realized, once you realize their intent, how they do it, and you challenge this one thing, okay, you caught us, you know, we don't do that anymore. But they do 15 gazillion other things. And if the election fraud, that you know me, man, I know exactly what, and they're doing it. And now it's becoming common knowledge. Well, espousing that or talking about, yeah, I don't think you know, I don't want to get into all details, but how do you say his name, Schroeder, you know, just started serving his 60 days in jail for First Amendment violations or whatever on January 6th. Now, what he did, and the mistake, we just have it up today on Freedom's Phoenix, is that he met with the FBI, he got a proffer from him, he talked on it, and then they beat him over the head with it, boom, changed the charge, whatever, he's in jail. The same thing happened to me. The FBI did two shows on January 6th and 7th live from Arizona at the state capitol. We were doing a sympathetic rally, and we had the love bus there and so on, and talking to some of the guys that were defendants at January 6th. You know, Ed Vallejo's good friend that was reporting from his hotel room. Didn't even go to the rally. Didn't even go in to the capitol, and they still jailed him. I'm like, what the crap? The FBI calls me. They come, long story, DOJ, back and forth, outsquitted, I have to certify a file, yada yada, they subpoena me, send me to Washington, whatever, and I'm like, Fifth Amendment. Well, you can't, because you're not the target of you can't. Yeah, well, that's what's going to happen, watch this. We need to get an attorney, we'll give you an attorney, I'm good, Fifth Amendment. Go to Washington, finally, damn it, all right, you can go home. Because I knew that if you start messing with them, especially if you do a proffer or immunity agreement, you're stripped of your Fifth Amendment rights. Well, that's what they did to Owen. They put him in jail. And they were coming after me hardcore. And I go, no, we don't have to be all antagonistic, but Fifth Amendment. Well, you hear, I go, yeah, whatever, Fifth Amendment. And finally, I get there, go to the courtroom. They weren't there. Call the DOJ. Well, we changed it to 1 o'clock. Are you still going to do Fifth Amendment? Yes, I am. You want to give your attorney? No, I don't. All right, you can go home. Never mind. Right up to the last minute. Send me to Washington. It's stat corrupt. But I already knew it. And I want to make sure that these other talk show hosts, just because somebody sends you some, you know, piece of paper, you gotta, you don't gotta. Because that had my voice on there, and I was going to be what? You know, they're going to use it against me. They wanted me to lathe up a Louisville Slugger for them to wrap it in barbed wire and beat me over the head with it. And I'm going, nope, do not cooperate with these guys. Subpoena? Give me a subpoena, man. I'm all over it. You know, I'll do what I got to do. But I am not voluntarily cooperating because I knew that's what they wanted. And it's going to come down to interviews like this. They do not want, certainly prominent, I give it to Jimmy Dore, because if you're interviewing controversial people at controversial times and controversial subjects, they want to make sure you don't. And this very attack on their monopoly of you can choose from communist candidate A or fascist candidate B, this is a direct threat to what they, them, those want to give the perception of choice, and they're going to do what they're going to do. So that is one of the big reasons why I'm supportive of your effort, even though I have almost no faith. Yeah, pretty much no faith in the system. So I'm glad that you're doing it. What do you think the result is going to be this election cycle? You know, the participation, RFK. What if you had RFK Jr. and Donald Trump that refuses to go to the Republicans' debate show up? Ooh, you'd be on top of the hit list then. You know, that'd be cool. What do you think? Is that possible? That might happen?
Anything's possible, because after the primary, we'll have X amount of candidates that are, our restrictions in the past have been on the ballot and enough space to be viably electable, and I'll open it as much up as much as I can post-primary. And then the people will decide from that debate, if we have four or five, six candidates, we'll vote into the final round, depending on how many debates we do of two candidates. Anything's possible, and I think Kennedy and Trump should be continued attacks, and very likely from the DNC and RNC and the system. The pharmaceutical is going to go real hard against Kennedy on a ballot access front. And having been around the Chicago corrupt Board of Elections for 10 years, helping to get the accountable candidates on the ballot, I saw what they did, the Rahm Emanuels and the Barack Obama when he ran for Senate, and every single competitor was knocked off the ballot. This was way before he ran for president. I was like, they're going to run this guy for president. I have never, who's this guy? Why is everybody being knocked off the ballot that should be on the ballot to compete against him? And then guess what? They ran him for president.
Games. 160 days of games. It was cleverer than I thought.
Clever. The whole of Rome would be laughing at him. They weren't so afraid of his Praetorian.
Fear and wonder. Powerful combination.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.